Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
It's the overtime. It's going to be fast because I've overbooked myself. I'm a very, very important and popular individual. That's basically what I'm saying. My name is the iconic Tim Fitzgerald. I'm going to go with that.
VIAPP. Very important and popular person.
Oh, yeah. I like that a lot.
The real thick shady.
Hey, I'm thick. Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Cole Carmody, and Ryan Gilbert right here in the GPC studios with your weekly journey into nonsense. You ask us anything, we answer anything, and for some reason, our friends at So Long and Taco Lucha have decided to sponsor this crap.
Hooray.
And what I love about it and talking to them is they know this podcast is nonsense. But when they hire Ryan Gilbert as a bartender at Lucha, it pretty much sets the nonsense bar pretty high or low. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Get into So Long and Lucha, known on this podcast as Lucha and Saloon. We don't know how it happened, but we do. The guy that hosts this podcast is a freaking idiot, and it became Saloon.
He's absolutely right.
Lucha and Saloon.
He's got a peanut in his head.
Mm-hmm. It's your questions from Wabash Station. This one's going to be briskly paced, like me running a... never mind.
Running?
Yeah, wrong word.
Never.
That just really didn't work out at all. Who's got it, Cole?
Sure.
Okay.
From I Like Pickles Cat. He says, I've asked about karaoke the last 2 weeks, and now the basketball team's all over social media having a karaoke party. How dumb do you feel for missing the boat?
One, I have karaoke phobia.
What?
Okay, so I've never sang in public. I think I'm an okay singer, but not great. Judging by what I saw from the basketball team, I'm freaking Michael Bublé.
Even as a kid, you never sang like choir
or like maybe like when I was a kid. And
okay, but you're not by yourself.
No, okay. never by myself. Yeah. And I think even when I was in a choir as a kid, I was singing watermelon, 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 just to look like I knew the words because I can't remember words to songs. So every time I've been in a karaoke situation, someone says, "Hey, let's screw with Fitz and pick out a song and make him go up there." So I just don't. If karaoke comes on, I walk out of your bar. Know that, bar owners. If you want me to leave, it would have been better just playing karaoke and I would have left on my own.
Am I weird for actually doing karaoke?
No, there's nothing weird about liking karaoke. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Because I'm a frequent karaoke singer.
What's your go-to?
Where do you go to do karaoke?
On Friday nights, if you live in the Kansas City metropolitan area.
Not around here. Cole can't show his face around here singing.
I go to the other place off of 135th Street on Friday nights, and I do karaoke. It's a great time, usually. The one song that I did Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride.
Mm. And then just to show my range, I did up and I did Run This Town by Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Rihanna.
I bet you it sounds
did
just
you
like
sing
the
all?
Original.
Did you sing all the parts?
I did sing all the parts.
You're not into karaoke at all, are you, Gil?
I need a lot of alcohol inside of me.
I'm so drunk I can barely see, but it helps me get through another day. My stomach is filled with haggis and ham. I've got to get puking some hay.
To get up on a stage and
it
sing.
Would take so much alcohol that I couldn't
formulate your words.
Right.
See,
exactly.
I don't need any. I'm just used to getting in front of people and talking, but if there is some in my system, it helps.
I'm trying to come up with an analogy, but I don't think there's anybody. If you're a good singer, you're not going to touch karaoke because it's stupid.
Or right? You're going to go to a karaoke place that actually has good singers going to it. Because there's places.
Are there?
Yeah. The place that I ended up now in twice in my life in Atlanta by accident. So weird. Last time I was down there, the whole diagnosis, all that, in 2018, the place we had eaten dinner, very classy restaurant. It's got an owl theme to it. They said, yeah, go over to this bar. And so I went over, and I'm like, I've been here before. And then 10 minutes later, karaoke starts. And there was some guy, kind of middle-aged, black guy, kind of built like me, that sang Sinatra perfectly. I mean, he could sing any standard perfectly. I admire that. That'd be cool. That'd be great to be able to do that. But nobody knew who I was there, so nobody was going to call me out and send me up. And all the guys that I was with knew I'd stop buying them drinks.
Karaoke is like Top Golf. If you're a good golfer, Top Golf is a difficult time.
All right,
you're not uncomfortable there.
No, not uncomfortable.
Right.
But
if you're not a golfer and really aren't into golf, what the hell am I doing here? Like when we were there at Fort Worth, I'm like, I'm just sitting here drinking.
You didn't even swing a golf club once.
No. Well, I would have hurt my back.
Oh. I'm just an old man.
So, I mean, seriously.
If you're keeping track of the podcast drinking game, which came up on the boards, this go ahead and mark one down for Cole saying something that he likes and then Zach taking a massive on it for something that he doesn't like.
Well, look, would you like me to make a Trump impersonation? I saw that was on the board.
But getting back to the question, Pickles, everything I saw from the Instagram videos, the basketball team singing karaoke is exactly why I hate karaoke. Nobody could sing. It was awful. It was annoying.
Like, nobody is good enough listen to them sing.
Jerome Tang was He was pretty good. I admire that.
He got up there and did that.
Could have a new profession.
I got to say this. I think having karaoke with a recruiting weekend is a dangerous, dangerous thing. Because if I'm a 5-star and you flip on karaoke, I'm getting up and leaving.
I'm tweeting my top picks and your school is gone while I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think that was a dog's fart.
Dude?
I think he was a...
He was belching or something.
Oh.
Okay, good job, dude.
Came from his mouth.
I think that was dude's way of saying, let's move on.
Next question comes from KingJim77. Everyone, commit to your favorite Taco Lucha or favorite burger from so long.
Favorite taco from Taco Lucha
or favorite burger from so long. What can another taco or burger at either establishment do to get you to decommit from your current commitment?
Instead of eating a taco or a burger, can I just eat one of the bartenders?
What'd you say?
What is wrong with you?
What?
Well.
Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that?
Do you want to eat yourself? Is that?
Maybe.
Okay, let's just pick the menu items.
Currently, mine is the chicken slider at So Long.
You and love the chicken
slider. That's not a burger, Zach. Read the question.
Nothing could get me to decommit from that. Nothing. It's perfect.
I'm just opening it up to the menu because, I mean, I like to resist temptation, but with chicken. I love it. I love it more than I love Cole Carmody, and I love Cole Carmody a lot.
No, you certainly cannot.
At Lucha, I tend to do the, it's named after me, the Fundido, quite often as a meal. So, and I make little soft shell tacos out of it, so I'm counting that as a taco. But if you just go into So Long and build your own burger, you get the cheese you want, you add the grilled onions and grilled mushrooms and some bacon. That's my favorite So Long burgers. Build it exactly the way I want. Their burgers are incredible.
any burger from So Long, but specifically the one with jalapeno. I think it's
jalapeno popo burger. Jalapeno yes. popper burger.
It's only Excuse the me. Special, right?
Yeah. Right.
That's my favorite.
It's Tuesday special, which is today.
Oh, there you go. From Lucha, probably the buffalo chicken taco is my favorite. I'll take that one. So
I'm up there with that and the fish taco.
Yeah,
that's El Mexicano.
Yeah, you love the
with
Olmec.
Steak, and if you don't do steak, you can do chicken and add queso. Great combination.
I don't really eat anything at
Yeah, because it makes his stomach hurt.
I know. Did you get indigestion from the jalapeno popper burger discussion?
No, I didn't. But I would.
Probably. I'll say this. So Long's gone into spicy a little bit too much for me. But there's a huge market for that. I once read about a restaurant that had a Devil Night once a month. And everything on the menu was
spicy.
Spicy. And people would come from all over. I think it's a brilliant piece of marketing.
Oh, see, when I hear Devil Night and One Night is Spicy, I think that the restaurant chooses a random night throughout the calendar and just everything is spicy unknowingly.
That's a good way to lose customers right there.
Yeah. All right, next question comes from Herdez Joe. Best summer 2022 activity, staycations or realignment media speculation?
My God, it's all the same for me. I mean, that is the same. We're staycationing this year. Went to Breckenridge, but...
We went to Dallas. It was a work vacation.
At the world's worst Homewood Suites. By the way, I got free nights at Homewood Suites.
Have you got nice. Any free memberships to any websites?
No.
Via text message
we got that stopped. We it's got over? That stopped. Yes, we did. It was a glorious one-day event. I just can't express how happy that made me. Broke up the drive on the way home.
Is this the obligatory question of every season of the overtime where we talk about the lake?
No, we don't. None of us like the lake.
Okay,
right?
Well, I was just going to say
Gills likes the lake.
Sure.
He tolerates the lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a friend sent me a picture. Well, didn't send it to me. It was on social media. Of them floating in Tuttle Creek, and the water was brown.
Ugh.
It looked disgusting.
Fitz took a nice little...
The whole lake is that. I swear that lake was built on the worst dirt basin that just turns the lake brown.
What if you just dumped a whole bunch of like cool rocks on the bottom? How long would it take to make it blue?
I don't know how many rocks that would take. Can you imagine how it raised the lake level?
Not much.
Enough to cover the bottom?
It's a managed reservoir. You can just let stuff out.
Okay.
But also, summer has been so long for me. It's been 3 months since Miami for so long. It's been 3 months since I went to Miami for the Grand Prix.
Did you play some poker when you were there?
Did not play any poker. Played blackjack, though, for an hour.
So you think the summer's gone by really long?
Well, like, no, it's flown by. I can't believe it's been 3 months. But also, like, it's only 9 months till the next time. For the Grand Prix of Miami, so
I just can't wait for the weather to cool down so I can get in my car and not die.
That sounds like you could buy a new vehicle or air conditioning, but you bought a Norwegian,
Swedish,
Scandinavian vehicle.
Aren't you bargain? We don't need air conditioning.
How many miles is R on your car?
130, I think.
It's not very many miles.
Here's the deal. When I buy a new car in about a year and a half, I'll sell you mine.
How about
for
this?
For a dollar.
How about this? We pitch in.
Is it part of the NIL club?
You know those new...
Yeah, where's Cole getting this money from? He's working for us.
Yeah. Or he's going to become a teacher. Apparently, he's going to get paid really well as a teacher.
Yeah, same thing.
What if we just pitch in and buy in one of those little cooling units that are now the rage that this isn't cool down a whole room and it's like a block and
we've tried.
Oh, have you heard about my car's homemade AC?
It's called the
unit. I filled a 5-gallon bucket with ice and then cut a hole for a fan to blow down into it with like three pipes that blow out the air. And it just didn't really work. I mean, it obviously.
Why would you have thought it would work?
On YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I saw a video how to do it yourself.
Okay.
I mean, it blew out somewhat cold air, but it's my car's just, you know,
not so hot. It's just so hot.
His poor dog is sitting in the back seat sweating its freaking tail off.
I mean, I had to go on the highway all the way here with windows down with Tanner. So,
well, don't you have to do that with yourself? You don't drive the windows up on the highway, do you?
Depends on the day. See, this is...
There's a level of suffering there that I am not going to experience as a 21st century man. What are you, a pioneer? You're taking the old Chevy wagon across the old West to find Utah?
Yes. There's an art behind this. I mean, I'll try to plan my travels that go at like early morning or late night. So I beat the heat.
I don't even know what the question is now. What are we?
Staycations or realignment.
So obviously now that it's August, I'm not vacationing anywhere. And in all honesty, I would have gone someplace like Vegas, or I looked at Florida, South Carolina.
You looked at Puerto Rico too.
I did. Okay. I don't remember that. I looked at the Cayman Islands. Not Cayman Islands. Where's the basketball at? Cayman Islands?
Yes.
Airfares are nuts. I don't know what's happened to Southwest out of Kansas City, but you can't fly anywhere that you want to fly to. I could go to St. Louis cheap, but then I'd be in St. Louis. I could go to Dallas, but that's still a little bit more than I want. And I don't know. I wanted to go to Vegas.
Dallas just isn't a vacation.
No, I don't like Dallas. I said it. I prefer Fort Worth 1,000 times more. I think Dallas is just a sprawling bucket of crap.
At least their roads are really straightforward, not confusing.
No, not
at all. If you're calling Dallas a sprawling, what was it? Sprawling what?
A bucket of crap.
Bucket of crap. Fort Worth is also a spilling bucket of crap, just not as much.
It has like a central area to it, though.
Dallas has a central area to it.
Dallas is only made better because Houston sucks more.
I don't disagree with that statement. We can move on.
But why don't we have like a resort area? Why isn't there a really cool resort area? Like,
oh, there is a really cool resort down by area Austin in Dallas. It's called Windstar Casino.
And there we go.
Next question comes from GT Cat. If Call Hall created an ice cream flavor named after you, must use a first or last name, what would it be?
I think Fitz's would be the icon.
It's got to be like Cole. Cole's Chocolate Crunch. I don't know. Carmody Crunch. I can't.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad. That sounds like a cereal.
Well, you could say the same thing for you.
Zachtoberfest pumpkin ice cream. That's probably what mine would be.
That's nice. Think, yeah. The chicks would love it.
Fitz's Fruity Flavorful.
That's not bad. Fitz's Fruity, and then we have different, not ice creams, but what is it?
Sherbert.
Sherbert's, or what is the other one?
Fitz's Fruity Fusion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Triple F.
Gilbert's Gelato.
Oh,
that just sounds like a bad hole-in-the-wall place where you serve bad gelato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how you work my name into chocolate chip vanilla ice cream, but that's my favorite of all time. That goes back to when I was a kid, and it's becoming less and less popular, but I still buy it.
Does anybody actually buy Call Hall ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our listeners in the pod overtime thread.
I would
on
like
Wabash,
to know what their sales are.
Please, like, tell me if you week like your grocery store run or wherever you go to get Call Hall. Is Call Hall your ice cream of choice? Because I would be surprised if it was more than two or three people.
Can you buy it at like Hy-Vee and Dillon's and stuff?
You can buy it. I know Dara's sells it, or they've sold it in the past. Yeah. You can get Call Hall.
You can go
there.
To Call Hall and buy it. I mean, I know people, I've bought some. My sister's gotten it for me.
I think you can get it.
From Weber Hall.
Yeah, I know.
And their meat sales are huge, and it's really high quality. I wish, for my buddy who works in grain sciences, I wish they sold their dog food.
They make dog food?
That's one of the big products they do. They donate a lot of it to shelters and stuff.
Really?
But, yeah, that's anything involving grains. Yeah, they'll make it. Huh. I wish they did all that. And maybe, like, there was a university store that sold stuff like that somewhere on the corner of campus where you go in and get dog food and a Call Hall and meat and all the things that they make in the training of students would be kind of cool. But yeah, I think that the era of ice cream is passing. We've now come to realize while delicious, it's also really not very healthy.
And I think that there's better products on the market than Call Hall. Unfortunately.
I don't know. Again, it's made by students who are learning how to do it. And what else would you trust students learning how to do it?
Check marks if you disagree with Zach. Take a drink.
Okay.
Just Call Hall needs a new recipe for half their stuff. Sorry.
The humans will be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Greetings, fantasy warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
The ads are done. Speak, humans.
Next question comes from Eric Schneid. If you could change Shark Week to have a whole week's worth of TV content around another animal, which animal would you choose?
It's gators. Alligators. Also, Shark Week has jumped the shark at this point, right? Are we all in agreement that Shark Week has jumped the shark?
By the way, do you know what jump the shark means?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, you're not going to explain it?
No,
I'm not going to explain it.
Is it like jump the ship, but it's just a
shark?
No.
Back in the waning days of the former sitcom Happy Days, which was about the 1950s, right? And Arthur Fonzarelli, had a leather jacket. They had an episode in which he entered a water skiing event and went over a ramp wearing his leather jacket, jumping a shark. And it was the most absurd moment in sitcom history when we knew Happy Days had gone ridiculous and it was the start of the end. That's jumping the shark, just going too far, doing something so stupid. Anyhow, dogs. Dogs. Lots of dogs. Just
go to Animal Planet any time of the year.
Tigers. I'm fascinated with big cats, to be honest. Like any type of tiger, lion,
if
leopard.
If it was big cat themed, I think you could do it. I don't think you could do just tigers.
No, probably not. But I mean, if you acquired the rights to Tiger King, you could do it.
Well,
is that spinoff ever on Peacock? Is that out yet?
There's something I've seen the ads on Snapchat for it with Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic and somebody else as Carol Baskin. I don't know. Joe versus Carol, I think is what it's called.
Interesting.
But I'm going gators or crocodiles. Any sort of reptile with teeth that you can find in a swamp. That's what I want.
Gills?
Monkeys.
Ooh, that's not bad.
That'd be interesting, actually, because that's very wide-ranging.
Yep.
I probably would choose a more exotic animal, one that it's known to all of us, but really hard to understand, and we don't quite grasp the culture. Bartender Week. Like, We get deep into the culture of the bartenders and all the crap they do.
I feel like it'd just be a 24-hour marathon of bar rescue on Spike.
It would be like they drink before the job. They drink sometimes on the job, which you can't do. They will drink heavily after the job.
This is true.
That's the key to a good night, is you find the bar that attracts the service industry people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But as far as animals, probably giant anacondas in South America.
My favorite thing, it wasn't like Shark Week, but they made it a whole event, was that time that the guy tried getting eaten by the anaconda.
Yeah, that was not a good career move.
It was compelling
television.
Tried
to get eaten?
Yeah. Look at, like, I'm not kidding. Look it up. This dude, as like a Discovery Channel stunt, was his goal was to be swallowed whole by an anaconda. And I think that what? They might have swallowed the head, and then they called it off. They pulled the.
Did he not die?
No, like he was like put in like a suit of sorts, like a football pad type situation. Better, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To say the least.
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, he tried getting eaten.
And sadly, they found an anaconda that didn't swallow.
Next question comes from Calm Manhattan Waters. If you could tortilla slap three sports personalities, who would they be?
Oh, my God. This is one of my favorite. I usually hate, like, social media trends. This one actually entertains me.
Oh, is this from – this is you from take, social media?
You take
media?
A giant tortilla, a mouthful of water, and you, like, you have, like, three or four people in a circle. It doesn't work as well with two people because you know who's going to slap you. But when it's your turn, you can slap anyone. And the idea is to take the slap without spitting out the water, because then you start laughing, and and I guess you can get the hell slapped out of you.
The anaconda would just swallow it.
Exactly. The tortilla or the person? I don't know where you're going with that.
Or the water.
Okay. The one between The Rock and Kevin Hart was pretty damn good. But celebrities I would pick would be Stuart Mandel, Darren Rovell.
Jeff Ketchum.
And Jeff Ketchum. Except he'd probably eat all the tortillas.
You would eat all the tortillas.
I do like tortillas. Yeah. I'm not going to say that. But probably like people I don't like in my own industry, because I want to slap them.
Like me.
And Ryan Gilbert. It's supposed to be celebrities.
I made you uncomfortable.
Sports personalities, per the question.
Okay.
Joe Buck. John Elway.
God, I'd take a big tortilla to slap that head.
I can't say who I would choose.
Oh, my God.
Kirk Herbstreit?
No.
He's overall, he's been good. Yeah. Didn't he have that terrible take, though?
Yeah, no. Well, that sums up a lot of things.
Okay. I feel like you could say that about anyone. Be like,
true.
Didn't they have that terrible take? And it's like... Probably at one point they did have a terrible take.
You're gonna slap Whit Merrifield, aren't you?
I would do that. Can they be
he's not
athletes?
A personality?
I would say Adam Schefter. All of the stuff he's reported in the wording of his reports rubs me the wrong way. Like, and also Jim Nantz. I think Jim Nantz is the worst commentator that CBS has to offer.
Hmm.
And I hate his style. Hate it.
Yeah, I can't say who I'm gonna
So you're a Dan Hicks guy, huh?
I don't know who Dan Hicks is.
All right, well.
I refuse to answer.
At least Riley will get it listening at home, so.
Okay. Can I slap Riley as my third?
Oh, there we
Ooh.
Go. We all pick Riley Gates.
Me and Cole made Riley jealous last night.
Man, you could use those little tiny tortillas for that.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he tweeted out. Porter's had a special on drinks, and he quoted it and said,
well, competition.
What would I take to go back to Manhattan and have some drinks with the boys at Porter's? And that's what me and Cole did.
Okay, just to be clear, that was Monday night. And that's so long and Lucha weren't open.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to
That's why we were there and not Lucha.
All right, I'm going to say it, Fitch. You got to bleep this out, though.
Okay. He's going to do it. He's going to say it.
Never mind. No, okay, I'm going to say it. That's it. I'm done.
Why do we got to bleep. Yeah, we got to bleep those out. We got too many listeners at home that would be offended.
Yeah.
I think the first guy supersedes politics, and he's just annoying. I think even if you agree with what he says, he's kind of annoying.
I have another bleeper.
Okay.
May I say it, or do you want me to keep it to myself? Not for me personally, but a lot of people would say that.
Okay, he'd be my third one.
We're actually getting into like like actual like vitriol, and just we hate these people. And I'm just like, you know what? Maybe it's a tortilla.
I know.
And we're trying to get them to laugh with water in their mouth.
I know, but I'd probably mishit Stuart Mandel. And oops, sorry, didn't mean to use my fist. I thought it was a tortilla.
I feel like
Stuart, I love you. You're fine. You're
there's only one.
I have nothing against little people.
There's only one place where we're allowed to hit people in the face with tortillas, right? And that's at the 50-yard line of Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock, Texas.
If you don't think tortillas can cause damage, go to the sideline at AT&T Stadium and get hit by a tortilla or 60.
Fitz, every 2 years, Fitz wants me to die. Mm-hmm. He takes me to Lubbock, Texas. Mm-hmm. And those flowery discs of death rain upon me.
Unfortunately, you come back alive every time.
Last question of the overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from Imarica.
She's so hot.
What is the best Iman name I can give to my next baby? Boy and girl name.
Now, is this for a username like Ema with the other name? Like
you want to name your child after this?
Like for the child trend? Because I would name the boy Fulton or Fullerton so you can be Emoffle.
Snyder? I mean,
Colin.
Colin's pretty good. Colin was actually going to be the name of our son.
I don't like the name Colin.
With two L's. Well, you're not Irish.
Two L's for each of the losses in the 2012 season.
Oh! K-State names.
Taco.
Taco. What? Why'd you name your son after K-State's Taco Wallace?
How about Martin?
Martin? Yeah, but everyone will call him Martin.
How about Aggieville? Or Aggie, excuse me.
Aggie?
Aggie.
Yeah, if you're raising a Labrador Retriever, that's great.
Alisana.
What would his middle name be?
Alisana.
Yeah, I mean, we named our first dog Denison, which I think is actually not a bad name for a boy.
Yeah, it's a cute name.
Io.
Io. Io. Io. Let's get out of here.
I'm running out of good names. All the good names are gone.
Matt, look.
Cornelius.
Chick that's a dude or dude that's a chick, whatever your name is. There are a lot of great names out there. You can dig down. Harper. There you go. Chris Harper.
That's a good,
that's a good girl's name.
Yeah. He had some really good tweets about everything. Probably not Dylan.
I think you just need to name your son Kazuki.
I am never having kids if I'm forced to name it Kazuki.
Luke Gilbert.
Oh. Gilbert's son always takes a shot and never connects. That's it for the podcast. I don't know how much survived, how long this ended up being, how much effort I put into it, but I have a lunch starting in 1 minute, and I'm more than 1 minute away. Thank you to So Long and Lucha for being our sponsors. We love you, Lucha and Saloon. You're the bestest. Bestest.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast, all rights reserved, gopowercat.com.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.